WSVT 889 Alpha monitoring.
889 base to 889
Alpha. Go ahead, base.
Just letting you know, Uncle Daryl landed in town about 3 hours ago. We had a phone conversation as far as what time we're going to be headed out on Tuesday. And we're going to figure out how we'll get you loaded and either into Daryl's truck or into the trailer, either one way or the other. I told him the situation, and he said, not a problem. He said, we will get it figured out. And so you might hear from him. He's in town now, and he will be in town. He's in town up until the point in time that we leave Tuesday.
Yeah, he called me earlier and let me know.
Okay. Yeah, he didn't say anything to me. I just turned around and told him what the situation was, and he turned around and says, we'll get it all figured out and worked out, and that was pretty much about it, other than the fact that he's going to stop by and we'll turn around and try to get everything fine-tuned.
Okay, sounds good to me.
And he does 50s also, so I've got four of them in the trailer for whatever happens.
Heck yeah, sounds good. I'll try and see if I can pick one up for while we're out there.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting one or two also. On top of what we already have or whatever, but anyway, I figured I would let you know, and I'll let you know what goes on. He's supposed to stop by, and we're supposed to go over just the final details. Trailer went in for the second time, by the way.
What's going on with the trailer?
Well, they rewired the fridge, and I haven't checked it out. I got it, and then I ended up going over a bunch of stuff with Garrett as far as work. And so I didn't have time to go out and check out what they did. And he was on me, and I had manufacturer reps on me and everything getting ready for this this Ashland School District. We're recoating the roof that a contractor messed up over there. And they did it in our certified product, and they did it wrong, and they contracted us to go in and fix it because they don't trust to get them back on the job. So I didn't have time there at Courtesy RV to run through everything other than get a small briefing on the solar system that's installed now. And so tomorrow I'll have to check it out. I'll get the generator hooked up. I'll get the voltage and the ohm meter out and get all the low voltage, all the high voltage, everything tested out. Yeah, I timed out. My mistake. WSBT 889. Anyway, I'll get everything tested tomorrow, and they couldn't find the tanks, the 30-pound tanks that were on the trailer full of propane, so the owner turned around and gave me free solar on the trailer. They installed it with a control panel.
Well, that's one way of making it up.
Yeah, he turned around and fired the three guys who worked on the trailer, and he turned around and said that, yeah, he said, there's a reason why they're no longer working here. He says, believe me, he says, the owner said, I'm going to make sure this is right. He said, I see that you have a quote here from us to install solar on your travel trailer. And I said, yeah, I said, but I'm not thinking of really bringing it back to you guys. I think I'll take it over to Medford. And he says, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. He says, I believe in satisfying the customer. So, yeah, they put it in free, and they're going to fix exterior lights on it also.
Nice. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. I'm still battling with Verizon to get my money back.
And that's over what?
I traded my phone in on a promo, and I was supposed to get $800 credit for my phone, and then my phone was overheating, so I had to exchange it, and for some reason that ended the promo, right? And then they started charging me for the phone that I should have had credit for over 2 years. And so I've been battling with them for like a month now to get my money back. And I'm getting ready to just start talking to attorneys.